Ross, the second half was it as simple as them tiring with the heat and the extra games over the few days, or were you just a better side?
So I didn't understand the question.
No, do you think the second half, do you think it was a case of you playing better football or Essendon dropping away given the heat?
Well, I think that's simplistic, isn't it?
What were your overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I thought they started really well. We were disappointed with the way we were playing. We knew that they controlled the ball, and because it was hot, they'd try and do that more so. They'd come through the corridor. And we didn't get back off them very well, and their mids were getting a lot of ball. So, but we changed some things up. The heat didn't change much, so we actually did change some things up. I thought from halfway through the second quarter, we really started to get to work, got the ball back off them, and we're scoring quite well. And then the third quarter, again, we continued to win the ball. We went forward, but they went forward, nearly scored every time they went forward. So a bit sloppy defensively, but we certainly were quite damaging going forward. We're scoring well. And I think, really, we got hold of Essendon a fair bit in the third quarter. We put Connor Blakely to merit in the second half, and he did a fantastic job. We put Walters on ball. Fife and Mundy spent some time forward. So we did change some things up, and structurally we changed it up as well to force them into a contest. Once we did that, I thought we were the better team. So, and we continued on with that in the last quarter.
Taberner's game this afternoon.
The cynics would say it was the heat, but that's okay.
Taberner's game this afternoon, how did you rate that?
Yeah, well, it's a reward for going back and building your game, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So he... and what's difficult, we'd be in a list without McCarthy and... Kirsten, with the injuries to Aptness, that we have Pavlich, and Matty, to his credit, has worked really hard off a rookie list, but sometimes you get opportunities when maybe you shouldn't be playing, and it can give you a false sense of where you're at, and probably not a sharper keenness subconsciously to work on the things you need to. So what happens when you go out for a period of time? You tend to take stock if you've got football character and personal character and start to work on those things, and credit to Matthew, he did that and he got rewarded today. So, but again, he'll have bigger challenges, and he'll have a watch Richmond last night, and gee, they're intense and they compete and they're quick, you know, and they're defenders and Grimes and Rants. So so it's a big challenge coming for him next week, but we'd like him to back it up.
His contested marking today seemed really impressive. Is that something he's worked a lot on over the summer?
Yeah, David Hale has worked really closely with him, and it's nice that he got some reward for effort.
And how did you rate the trio, having him with Kirsten and McCarthy? How did you rate them as a whole?
Yeah, I think they looked dangerous all day. I think it helped the other two, and that was the aim. And certainly, now we've got those three ruck options. Johnson can still go in, but we chose to ruck Taberner today, and that's something he's worked on at Peel as well. So it's been a positive.
In terms of your forward mix, in terms of your gut feel of it, is that your best mix, having those three guys there as it's kind of like spearheads?
Well, it's always striking that balance, isn't it? I think the important bit is the second ruck, because Aaron needs a helping hand, and it worked well. Clearly, it was pretty good today.
How important do you think Brad Hill was, particularly in that third quarter?
Yeah, his run's been exceptional for us as a club. We're fortunate he came through, and we're fortunate he stayed dog hungry. He's our hardest trainer. Or one of, and he runs. Some people can run around a circle, but some people can run game day, and he's a great game day runner.
Yeah. He's pretty quickly reinforced the decision to trade him in. He's been a great recruit for you already.
Yeah, it's self-evident. He's still got things to work on. He could have been a bit more polished with the ball, but he was quite positive today.
Michael Walters as well, spending a little bit of time in the middle. Did you feel that?
Yeah, that was a necessity. I didn't think Fife and Mundy were going that well. I thought Nathan's responded really strongly in the second half. His first half, you know, probably continued on a little bit from last week, but he found the gear and got to work and led really strongly. And Michael Walters in there gave us some real zip, so that was pleasing.
David, what process behind not using Blakely as a tagger early on the first
half? Yeah, well, I think all of 15 and a lot of 16 we didn't tag, and then we felt the need to do it, and then we knew they had a really strong midfield, but what we wanted to do was get proactive, and then if someone got away from us, go to them. So really, I thought Goddard was super early, and Heppel, they were all damaging, but we chose Merritt. So But Merritt was coming up out of their forward line and we chose to let him go, so we paid a price for that. So we, as a coaching group, we probably should take the hit for that, really.
Injury-wise, tend to come out of today?
Pretty healthy, yeah. Pretty healthy. Nothing... No soft tissue that I'm aware of.
Monday went off a couple of times.
Yeah, he got a kick in the leg. Got a kick in the leg, but he finished strongly. Yeah, we put him on the last rotation to get Johnson off, to look after Johnson.
Ross, I know you sort of answered the question, but you said last week height wasn't an issue in the forward line. But did you feel having Tabner in there made a difference, i.e. was a real
positive? Yeah, well, maybe I was wrong. Yeah. Maybe I was wrong, and it certainly helped today. But you got to make sure you got the fleet of smalls. You know, I thought our small backs were fantastic. They've got dangerous small forwards. Fantasia, Green, and I forget the other one. So we've got three that I thought our small backs, but again, our small forwards, we've got Ballantyne coming back soon. But their job's to put pressure on and help the talls. And I think that's what Richmond are doing well there. The small forwards are worth their weight in goal if they chase and tackle really well. And I thought early we weren't at our best in that area and it got swept away a little bit. But once we tightened that up, I thought, you know, Gray, Crozier and Balick sort of played their role there.
To be 4-3 at this early point of the season still, are you delighted with how the team's going? To have a 4-3 win,
I think
loss record. And...
Delighted's really taking the lid off and blowing the lid off, isn't it? I think that's a bit full on, I would think, from where I sit. But we've shown some character. Look, from the lowest point in the club's history, it's probably not a bad position to get to. Thanks, guys.